And take a look at this. Primetime obtained a document which shows that Tilton has organized his ministry as a sole proprietorship, giving himself access to all its wealth. In his personal loan application, Tilton's bank says he has $1.5 million in cash and CDs. He has access to $14 million in treasury bills and real estate bought at a cost of $40 million.
That's in all $60 million in assets available to Tilton, and those are the ones he puts on the list. There's only his board to hold him accountable. So who's on the board? Tilton, his secretary, and his wife.
We showed Congressman Pickle what Tilton said in his magazine and the facts about how he lives.
That is not being totally truthful. And I guess the old proverb that ye should seek the truth. And they better hope that some of the authority doesn't seek all the truth.
God gave me this truth. He didn't send me the rich fat cats that think they got it made and don't need God or preachers. He sent me to people that are beat up, that are hurting.
But how much does Tilton really care about the beat up and the hurting? We kept thinking about something the head of the direct mail operation told us, that the mail doesn't go to Tilton. It's forwarded unopened to Tilton's bank in Tulsa. So the bank opens the followers' mail, not to share the agony, but to get the money.
The bank opens the letters that come back in.
And takes your money and puts it in your account. All we get is the paper document and how much the person gave.
And those items that people have prayed over and sent in, believing Robert Tilton would take them and pray over them too. If some make it to Tilton, there are thousands that didn't. We found them in the garbage at the bank and the Marketing Research Center. The angels of God. The prayer cords. The arrows. This person wanted his aimed at getting a real dad. The tracing, where Tilton said he'd place his hand, ripped up by the bank. We found heartbreaking appeals from followers, and letters like this one. It came with personal photographs for Pastor Bob, and a prayerful message. It also came with a $7,000 pledge. The money probably made it to Tilton. The prayers went in the trash.
Robert Tilton refused Primetime's repeated request for an interview. By the way, we don't know how much Tilton officially claims as his salary now, but Tilton ministry sources say as far back as 1985, Tilton and his wife clawed a salary of $400,000 a year.